Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
17 past the hour. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin, live from L.A. Good morning, Roland.
Yes, sir. Skip Muppet, Sybil, and Jay. Here in Los Angeles, I'll be doing real time with Bill Maher tonight. So that's why I'm not doing a News One Now. Jeff Johnson sitting in for me, and Jeffrey Wright will be on the show. He's starring in the new Hunger Games sequel, so I look forward to that.
Are you going to make an appearance, do some time at the J Spot after your appearance on?
Yeah,
Bill
you're
Maher
in
show?
L.A.
Well, you know, my set's at 10. 10, it's live. It's at 10 p.m. Eastern, so I'm going to try to make it over there because, I mean, my flight is at 6:45. I'm going to New York to interview the cast of Chris Rock's movie Top 5. So I might as well go to the J-Spot and go right to the airport.
Because you're right there.
Just right there.
Okay.
The J-Spot's like an airport lounge. So. Just might do it. All right, folks. last night, President Barack Obama spoke to the nation talking about his new plan, his immigration plan as related to his executive order. And it obviously, Republicans are not particularly happy about it. You also have some Democrats who are not pleased. Others are indeed pleased that he is taking action on this issue, especially after promising for the past year to take some action on immigration. What does it mean for African Americans? What does it mean for this particular plan? I called up Congresswoman Marsha Fudge of Ohio, who is the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, and she joins us right now. Congresswoman Fudge, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. I've gotten lots of tweets and Facebook posts and other things from African Americans who are saying, okay, I know the NAACP is supporting this, other civil rights organizations, Black Caucus members, but what impact does this have on African Americans and potentially employment? Is this a positive or a negative?
It's certainly a positive. People forget that there are a lot of immigrants in this country who are of African descent, Caribbean descent, who come from Haiti. I mean, we have an awful lot of people that we need to account and take care of as well. People consider it just a Hispanic issue, but it is not. So we want to be sure that we take care of those who come particularly from Africa, but from other countries as well. And what it has done for us is two major things. One is it is going to provide more training in STEM fields in K-12 schools and underserved communities, as well as we are going to start to see more STEM education funding going to HBCUs, so that we can then be major players in the job market as it relates to STEM education and not have to worry about H-1B visas.
One of the things I had some Republican House members who told me that the immigration bill could have been passed a long time ago, but the Republicans refused to bring up any bill unless they have all 218 votes in their caucus. And so this could have been a bipartisan bill in the House a long time ago.
It could have been, but at some point I think that Speaker Boehner has to realize that he is the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives and not just of the Republican Party. And once he realizes that, we can pass a lot of things. The Senate bill was a good bill. The Black Caucus was very involved in the drafting of the Senate bill. We would have liked to have seen it passed, and there are many on the Republican side who would have joined us. But because they did not have a majority of their caucus, they refused to bring it to the floor.
Do you buy into this notion that this is going to poison the well in Washington, D.C., that this is going to prevent things from getting done? But the president said in his speech last night that if Congress takes action on immigration, whatever law it passes and he signs would negate his executive order.
Well, the well is already poisoned. What has gotten done over the last 2 years? I mean, very little. I mean, they've done nothing. So, I mean, if they want to continue to do nothing, certainly that's their prerogative, but I don't think that this is going to create any more of an issue than some other things. They just don't want to do anything that this president believes is good for this country.
Congresswoman, how many people of African or Caribbean descent would you imagine or would be affected by this?
Hundreds of thousands.
Okay.
And also,
I mean,
not just Caribbean,
not a
but
small
African.
Number. It's big numbers.
But also folks from Bermuda and other countries as well.
Right.
And especially when you think about people from Haiti, 90 miles off the coast of America, and they don't want to even deal, I mean, not 90 miles, I'm sorry. They don't want to let Haitians in this country, but they'll let people that come here on any other kind of way in this country. We want to be sure that people from the Caribbean and people from Africa in particular can come and stay just like everyone else, especially because our people come here more educated, generally come here to go to school, and they don't come here legally.
All right. Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks so very much.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.